All right. We come tonight as soon as I put the papers on the right perspective. And we come tonight to this beautiful section of the Book of Romans. It's in chapter 7. You don't have an outline. Wayne will pass it through. It is in Romans chapter 7, verses 7 to 13, that we would like to tonight have a great meditation. And it's such an important section that then there are no many sermons on Romans chapter 7, but to me, it's an the whole chapter is in a spiritual biography of the Apostle Paul and what he went through. Now, I just want to refresh your memory. It has been at least 2 or 3 weeks that I have not touched the book of Romans. I will refresh your understanding of the book, all right? We have learned from chapter 1 to 3 the truth that all men are sinners. That's chapter 1 to chapter 3. It's easy to divide the book. All men are sinners, all right? We have learned that the true righteousness and true salvation come only in one way, the exercise of faith. Cannot be imposed by the church, cannot be imposed by an act of baptism or an act of my part to do something. That's absolutely wrong. And then we have learned in Jesus